Hello, friends. Grace, greetings. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for September 22nd, 2017. This is your host, Paul White. We're dealing with Paul's 13th chapter of Romans, his first through seventh verses, this submission to governing authorities. Talked a little bit about the authenticity of this passage yesterday. That is in question from some scholars, but I'm not approaching it from the angle of, hey, I don't think this is real. I'm approaching it from the angle of, I do want to find the spiritual relevance in it. And we talked about the fact that you pay taxes in the seventh verse lends itself more to a natural rendering than a spiritual rendering. So I think that helps solve the argument of, is this talking about natural authorities or supernatural authorities? I think it is definitely natural. And I think it was Paul's establishment that the kingdom of God is non-political. So I don't want to go through each thing point by point, really rehash it. Let's talk about Paul's Greek for a little bit. We know that at times Paul will change his usage of words, and this is not unique to Paul. The authors of the New Testament would use different words for different things, and a lot of times Greek renders greater emphasis to certain things than other words. When Paul says, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, he does not use the harsher word for obedience that is used in various parts of the New Testament. He uses a little softer word. So in Greek syntax, Paul could have chosen a word that was far more severe, lending itself to the idea that you were to be obedient no matter what. That leads us to what I think is the greater argument in this passage, and that is, are there moments where Paul doesn't think we should be subject to the natural authorities? Well, we do know that in the book of Acts chapter 5, Peter and other apostles were being brought on trial for the preaching of Jesus, and this trial was being held by their Jewish friends. If you need to rehash, get a refresher course, you can go back to Acts 5, where the apostles are imprisoned and then they are freed, and you get this. Peter and the other apostles are speaking for themselves, and beginning in the 22nd verse of Acts 5, Peter makes this statement in Acts 20. Here's what they say to him in 28. Did we not strictly command you not to teach in this name? Look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood on us. And the word man there has capital M. This is talking about Jesus. Peter answers this, verse 29, but Peter and the other apostles answers. This is not just Peter on his own. This is Peter and all of the other apostles present answer. In verse 29, we ought to obey God rather than men. Now, here are the governing authorities of that day, the Jewish leaders of that day, and they are accusing Peter and the other apostles of preaching something that's going to bring down the local religion. They have the authority and the power to imprison them, and they have, and yet Peter doesn't say, well, you know, whatever you guys say, that's fine. Instead, he says, we should obey God over man, which tells us that whenever the authorities overreach and go outside of what God would have for you to do, Peter and the other apostles, according to Acts 5:29, did not believe that their first allegiance was to the civil authority. They believed that allegiance was to God. For me, the verse that makes the difference in Romans chapter 13, verses 1 to 7, is verse 7. Let's read it. Render therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. You could say that you could encompass this into everything we believe about God. Whatever is due to God, we give to God. But Paul's not really using that. He's using this in a natural sense in regards to authorities. That last one, to me, is the money verse. Honor to whom honor. So wherever civil government is not being honorable, Paul gives a way out for his audience, basically saying, look, if they are honorable, give them the honor that they deserve. When they are not honorable, that honor would not be due. Custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Let's look at American history as an example. If you were to take Romans 13, verses 1 to 6, and you were to say, look, no matter what, you should always listen to the government. You should never reject what they say to you. Then you and I as Americans probably would not be here in the way that we are here, because we had a revolution against the British government. We were colonists who wanted to govern ourselves. We probably wouldn't be here if we took a literalist interpretation of Romans 13, 1 to 6 and said there's no way you should ever rebel against the authorities. Because if you go all the way back to our own history and you look at, say, just look at the Declaration of Independence. Well, the Declaration of Independence, if you read it beyond just the first few famous sentences, what you'll find is that we were taking our grievances to King George III because he had failed to protect the colonies against the tyranny of Parliament. King George was supposed to be the checking, in so many words, of the powers of Parliament against the colonies, had failed to do so. And so the Declaration of Independence was a grievance against the king's inability or lack of concern in taking care of his people. In other words, it was a grievance against his lack of honor. He was not being honorable and providing for his own. And so the rebellion was against that lack of honor. I think that that falls in line with Romans 13, 7, rendering therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes, customs to whom customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. And so we have to continue to remember that in relation to our own past, our own history, our own present, and I think even our own future. Romans chapter 13, we'll make a turn into verse 8 tomorrow, where Paul, who has been talking about Christian principles, behaving like a Christian in Romans 12, specifically through verses 9, the end of the chapter, and now behaving towards government, will turn towards how we behave towards our neighbor. And Paul will actually recite some of the old covenant Mosaic law, and we will find out how Paul deals with the law in relation to you and I under the new covenant. It's a fascinating look. We'll do it tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.